The views expressed in the podcast you are about to listen to are the opinions of the presenter and the cast. None of us are official representatives of the companies we work for, and we are in no way responsible for what we say. If you are offended or otherwise afflicted by these opinions, please push the unsubscribe button in iTunes and go do something else.
My little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No? No, boy. I'm happy. Why are you always shaking your eye?
The animation conversation.
So, back in business. Animation conversation anno 2015, and my name is Erlendal Saxe.
And my name is William, yeah.
And my name is Morten. Hello. Hello.
Perfect. It's been a week, we're back already.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Did you open your beers yet?
Yep.
Oh,
I didn't.
I'm drinking a local brew this time. It's made by Kirsten's very own Carl. It's called Bitter Mother-in-Law. It's quite bitter, but it's really nice.
Did you have that at the wedding?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's leftovers from the wedding. I'm very grateful for that.
Pop mine.
I've only got one beer left, and I have to share it with my wife. So I'm saving it for episode 3 of Fargo tonight.
You should start brewing with me.
Yeah.
You know, you always have beer laying around.
That does sound nice.
Is that your homebrew then?
Mm-hmm.
So how much do you brew on average, and how big are your batches?
It's like 25 liters, and I make a batch every 2 or 3 months, I guess.
Nice.
Something like that. Yeah. So you always have something laying around.
I guess that's the benefit of living on an island as well, is you actually have the space to do it.
No, but I have a friend that does it in his 50 square meter apartment in Oslo. He does it in the shower, you know. It's actually not that bad. It doesn't require that much space.
There might be a bit of noise now. My thoughts are just coming in from football. So brace yourselves.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
What's the topic of the day?
So
this will be a short one, by the way.
Yeah. I thought it'd be nice to talk about the Minions competition short film. And also the Scrat, which has a long title, Cosmic Scratastrophe, because it just came out last week.
Yeah, so let's do that.
So I have them up on IMDb, so I could do a short recap.
Yeah.
So Cosmic Scratastrophe is Blue Sky's latest short. I'm guessing it's in front of the Peanuts movie.
No, I think it's a new Ice Age film.
Ah.
Yeah, it's Ice Age 4.
Right?
Yeah. Or 5. 5.
It's a setup. I know it's a setup for the Ice Age movie, but, well, it doesn't matter.
Ice Age in space?
Yeah. Because that was kind
of... Is that even possible?
Yeah. But it's directed by... Oh, I lost it now. It's directed by somebody, that's for sure. At Blue Sky. Here we go. It's directed by Mike Tormeyer and Galen T. Chu. Yeah, that's
Galen will teach you.
So yeah, it came out last week, and then there's the Minions mini movie called The Competition, which is directed by Kyle Bolda and Julien Sorret. Or
we
Julien
met
Sorret.
Kyle Bolda, didn't we? Like a year, not a year ago, 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think he was in Norway, right?
Yeah, he had a masterclass, which was great.
Yeah, that's right. You went to the masterclass? I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, I went. I loved it. It's great. Great. And I think MacGuff animated it, and it's probably produced by Illumination Productions, or I'm not just exactly sure what they're called.
So I love everything Blue Sky does. They're really innovative in everything they do, and I really like this one, even though I've seen 4, 5, 6 of these on top of, you know, all the movies. I've seen all these shorts with Scrat, but it's always fun. It reminds me of the good old day when I was a young kid in the 40s watching the the Mickey Mouse and you know, Donald Duck cartoons.
Do you want to give a recap of what happens in the short?
I'm really bad with recaps, but
I saw it when it came out last week. Did it or the week?
Yeah, it's a week and a half old, I think.
I think he's looking for a nut or trying to put a nut somewhere.
Oh, really?
No, that was a surprise.
Scrat looking for a nut. No, it's actually just, it's Scrat in space. So
he starts
off on Earth and there's a UFO stuck in an iceberg or...
Yeah,
it's ice glaze, and by accident he starts up the UFO and he goes straight into space.
Yeah,
and he continues chasing his nut. That's his main goal, as always, and it's very interesting.
he creates the solar system, doesn't he?
Yeah, he managed to screw up most of the solar system.
But which got me confused because it's like time wise, it makes no sense.
No,
that was more confusing than it was funny. I was like, hang on a minute, this doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense? It's a UFO and it goes into space.
Well, yeah, but
a UFO can. But it's called. They came up with UFOs.
No,
in,
but it's already hinting to realism since it's called Ice Age. Which is set in time within a certain time period, and then he's like creating the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, and it's come on, it's stupid. Even though there's not much of a story there, it kind of took me out of the.
But your point
for a
doesn't
second.
Even make sense. What's not realistic about it?
I think this is aside
from the point that they're animals talking and you know all that.
I think this is an interesting point because when we saw Ice Age 3, which was the dinosaurs in it, they were living in they were living under the ice. There was a group of dinosaurs, so it was really mucking about with the whole history thing.
Well, who cares?
I mean, I can suspend belief and believe that's not it. But then when you've got a few kids with you, I wonder if it... I actually did wonder if it would affect their learning in a way or their knowledge because so many people saw the film and the filmmakers had a complete liberty over what they did with it. And they tried to make it plausible by saying it was under the ice. They were living underground in this sort of parallel world. So it didn't really make any sense that the dinosaurs were still living with animals in the Ice Age.
No.
But, yeah, anyway, so I when Morton says about the polar, about the solar system...
Made the gag confusing because it took me like a second to go, hang on a minute, and then, oh, whatever.
Okay, tell me again what's confusing about it.
He creates the Milky Way and the setup with the planets. He aligns them all.
He's already on Earth. So that's not possible because the solar system wasn't created. The solar system was created.
I didn't even think about that when I saw it.
Yeah.
But I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But it's a cartoon. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. No, it's just for a gag to work, it kind of has to be precise, and it just got a bit confusing.
I agree with you, but I didn't even recognize that the conundrum of that, so I was okay with it. I thought that it was packed with fun gags, and it had this whole great flipper flipper game ish sequence.
Pinball
yeah. Flipper. What's a flipper? Flipper is something. Well, doesn't matter. And I thought that was really inventive, and I thought they reinvented Scrat in a way by doing it in another location. Sort of.
Yeah. I think it's more of the same, and I really like the opening and the whole the UFO taking off. But then there's a part there where it kind of repeats itself, I think, with the planets and the whole ping pong thingy. And then I find it funny again when it starts to get character driven again with him and the nut dressed as a tiny astronaut, which I thought was brilliant.
Brilliant detail.
And then the ending, without giving it away, I didn't get that. But then when I figured out that it's a setup for the new Ice Age movie, it made sense. But as a standalone piece, the ending was a bit confusing. But then again, it's a cartoon.
And I think it is the lead up to the
It must be.
They did the same for Ice Age 4 with when he created the continents. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Which was funny because that was stupid when he fell on the Earth's core and trying to grab the.
But that gag even made sense, kinda.
The gag with the giraffe was funny when the horses were eating.
I mean, us talking critically about this movie is like a 5-year-old talking critically about some von Trier movie or something. You know, it's for grown-ups, and this is for kids. And I kids' movies should be entertaining for grown-ups too. But it doesn't need to have that much reality baked into it to make it believable to me. It just has to be funny.
Yeah, I laughed, and I watched it with my mom like a week ago, and she thought it was funny, even though it was a lot of action comedy and not so much. She enjoyed it, but she didn't think it was great.
But do you agree with me that it's sort of back to the style of the old Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies and all that stuff? It's very basic. It's as you say, it's action.
Slapstick.
And it's not that much character.
But I think the timing and the pacing and the posing is brilliant, and I really love the physicality of the character. I just find it funnier when it's character based or character driven. Sorry, the gags. So when all the planets are doing their aligning and jumping and back and forth, it kind of lost me for a while.
He's a great character because he's just got one motive, which is to bury that nut.
Yeah. And he's the funniest one in all the Ice Age movies. He's worth watching him just for the scrat sequences.
But having this is a good link here. If you look at the Minions and the way that they tried to carry a film, was it like this summer?
Minions, is that more up to date sort of, or
Does the Scrats feel
old now?
Well, they were the side characters in the Despicable Me film, and then then they had this feature film, and then I saw this short competition, and I thought it was quite flat and boring. It felt like Banana, which was done for the DVD release for the first Despicable Me film, when they're fighting over the banana. I thought it was the same film.
It basically is.
It had the same shots, had the same gags.
Oops, giveaway. Spoiler, sorry.
But so I thought it was all a bit flat. Maybe it was a bit rushed, but the animation was okay, but nothing really funny or endearing like Banana or
I can't remember ones. Banana.
Banana!
They're fighting over a banana, and there's two of them, and one of them opens his lunchbox and has a banana, and the other one wants it, and then they start squabbling over it.
And this is called competition, and it's the same. It's more of the same. They're two funny guys fighting each other.
They try to get a piece of paper into a dustbin.
Yeah,
a wastebin,
and then it just escalates from there.
Escalates. So, did you enjoy this more or less than the Scrat movie?
Oh, much less.
Much less?
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty equal.
I find Scrat more endearing. I think he's more of a I just love he's a maniac, really. He's just
it's that primal need that he has. I mean, he can't help himself. He's not thinking. He's just acting, which I love.
He's desperate. Yeah.
So, I like the Minions, the start bit with the pacing and the throwing of the paper, but then it's just gag on gag, and it kind of loses its...
Oh, I love
it's just...
I love gag on gag. That's my favorite thing about these shorts.
But that you have, the gags have to be so clever, and I feel that they're not very clever. It starts off great, and then it just kind of sizzles out, I think.
Did you not like the thing where they're hanging onto the grenades, and they're pushing the grenades further by, like...
Well, yeah, okay, so...
Swimming
I like
in the air.
The paper throwing
that was a good
and the grenades.
That was funny.
Yeah. And then the middle parts, you kind of feel like you've seen a lot of the gags before with them racing the bombs, for example.
It's kind of like Banana.
Yeah, it's all been done before.
But I think it's good they're making these short films, so it's nice because it encourages the format and the you know, so it used to just be Pixar that was doing it, and
Yeah, yeah.
Now other, you know, it's good that other studios do it as well. And
do you remember the Roadrunner shorts that they came up with? Like
Real FX did them.
Four, 5 years ago.
Yeah,
those are really funny too.
Yeah,
I probably watched the one with the truck like 100 times.
Yeah,
it's just it's so good.
Sweetie Pie and Sylvester one. I remember Morton and I went through that frame by frame on some of the shots. It's just incredible. Some of the posings are incredible in it,
yeah,
and what they've done with it.
And it does
really
have
nice
more suspense than this have.
Yeah, yeah. They seem to be a little bit... They have a bit more of a history.
I'd imagine that... Yeah, and also I imagine they've had a bit more time. They just feel a bit more thought through.
Yeah.
Or just the story feels a bit more thought
through.
It just
feels a bit more, yeah, worked on.
But I guess it depends on who you're aiming at. I imagine those were aimed at more the enthusiasts, like people who used to watch it when they grew up. But well, this is really made for the audience that's going to watch the Minions movie in,
yeah,
or that did watch the Minions movie.
But when we watch the films on DVD or Blu-ray with the kids, whatever animation film we watch, they always expect that there's a short film on there of the characters in the film or another short film. They expect it on on the DVD now. So it's a little bit. They're disappointed when it isn't on there. So
well, that's actually great.
Yeah,
if that's the new norm, you know, we've been talking about this for years. That like, why don't they make shorts like they did 60-70 years ago? Because at that time they had an audience when they showed it in front of the movies at the big screen.
Yeah.
They showed one or two movies or shorts before they showed the main feature. And there hasn't really been an audience for something like this for 50, 60 years, or even maybe more.
Yeah, from the old days when they used to put them in the newsreels, wasn't it?
Just because it's hard to finance a short when it's, you know, it's not going to pay for itself.
No, no, it won't. No.
If you can bake it into the budget of a big movie and have your junior animators work on that and...
I think
they can get some experience.
I think it's easier if you're a big studio because you have more money and you can set up. You can use it for research or testing out new talent. But for smaller companies, I think it's a lot harder to put out shorts just because there's no money.
Yeah, it's almost a business model for the studio, isn't it? It's and because interestingly, the short film in front of Inside Out, the Pixar one.
That was horrible.
I didn't like it.
Oh, that was boring.
It was with the two volcanoes. What's it called?
Lava.
Hang on.
Lava Love? If I was to guess.
It's a song a bit like Bounding. It's a sort of a narrative.
So Bounding is way better.
Bounding was great.
Yeah, it's not as good as Bounding.
It was so boring.
It was a bit boring.
And so stupid. The plot. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's just called Lava.
Just called Lava. Yeah, that wasn't one of their best.
And the song, I can't remember what it was that bugged me, but something about the two characters and their placement. It was just such a sappy, and it was stretched. Nothing. It was just so slow.
Yeah.
Nothing happened, and then it was just that same whining and oh, and then the end.
It reminded me of a Sesame Street. You know how in Sesame Street they used to have those cartoons between the Muppets or the Sesame Street characters that have these weird little songs that would be animated. It reminded me of something like that that was just in there just to make up the time. And it was a little bit forgetful.
But what was good about it is that it kind of lowered your expectations and it made you desperate for something decent.
Yeah. But what's the one in front of the Good Dinosaur that's out? It was just been released.
I have no idea.
The Indian guy, wasn't it? About his.
Oh yeah, Patel's Superheroes or something.
Yeah, that one looks really interesting.
So, Pixar Superheroes.
Yeah, because I've heard no feedback on that. Because the Good Dinosaur's been out now for a good week or maybe a few days. So I've had no sort of, normally there's reviews online of the short, but no one's really mentioned it. They've mentioned how average the film is, but not anything about the short film event to that one.
Sanjay's Super Team, it's called, sorry.
That's it, yeah.
I just saw, there was a short clip of it on the internet.
Yeah.
But nice, it didn't designs. Really... Yeah, big heads, small bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was about his... correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the premise that because he's an Indian lad, or he has no... All the superheroes are white or America, so it's about him... I think it's about him looking for something he can identify with as an Indian boy living in America.
Nice.
So it sounds like an interesting premise, but I've seen no reviews online of it. So,
it's on IMDb. It's got a 7.1.
Right, and The Good Dinosaur has.
That's a good point. Hang on. IMDb.
That's not raving reviews, is it?
Seven is like okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually less than okay when it's that new a film. If it was like 5 years old, it would be okay. But when it's brand new, it usually has a higher score.
The Good Dinosaur has a 7.4 on IMDb, so it's a slightly higher score than Sanjay's Super Team.
That's not very good. Yeah, an animated movie should always have like 8.5 or something like that. Then it's decent.
But that's more than decent.
No, but in the beginning, it should have that high score. It will lower to 7.5 in like 5 years or so. But the first when it first comes out, it should have a score around that for me to bother going seeing it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. At least at the movies.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got no score on Rotten Tomatoes, Sanjay's Super Team. But The Good Dinosaur has a Rotten Tomato score of 76, which is not great.
That's
good.
Not bad.
Well, it's not great.
That's better.
Yeah, it's okay. I've seen better. No, but like Creed, the Rocky movie, the new one, has a 93% score at Rotten Tomatoes. Gotta go see that one.
I know you're gonna go see that.
Yeah.
You love your mandate movies, don't you?
Yes. My sports movies always make me cry. I'm not embarrassed to admit it. Well, slightly, but it's a little sad, yes.
But overall, could we say that this is sort of maybe the beginning of a new golden years of short films and like Hollywood short films being made by the big studios? Because it's been so many years now with, you know, you have the TV shows like the half-hour TV shows, which isn't really a short.
But the specials.
The good 7-minute short has been long coming. You know, a new era of good shorts that size. And if you see student movies, it's not quite the same because the story usually hasn't been. Reworked that.
Well, it's kind of an unfair comparison, I feel.
No, but it's great to be able to see good shorts with a good story again, with good gags, even though you weren't a fan of the movies we saw today or this week. Or
don't get me wrong, I love the Cosmic Catastrophe. I thought it was great. There's just a little. If I was to be critical, which we kind of are on the podcast, I just thought there was
a. Yeah.
Know-it-alls. There's a part of it that I didn't enjoy that much, but the beginning and the end I thought were brilliant.
Yeah.
And I agree with Will on the Minions. It's a bit flatter. And also visually, I just found the Scrat one more enticing with the colors. And it has a traditional design. And I actually thought that I'm not a big fan of the Ice Age characters, Manny and the Sabretooth Tiger and...
Yeah.
But the gags at the end with the tree were actually quite funny.
Yeah. No, I liked... I did like some elements of the Scrat film. It's always fun. And as Ellen was going to say earlier, was trying to say earlier, is this a new period?
Was going to say.
Or did say. Is, I think they're completely... It's a different time now. So, like you said, the Looney Tunes and the Merry Melodies and Silly Sympathies, they were all for the cinemas in the newsreels. whereas these are now to promote the films. Or
but hang on, just to play devil's advocate, I mean, Blue Sky and Pixar, they've always been putting out short films in front of their movies. But MacGuff or Illumination, I mean, it's a new new company in on the what's it called, in the mix. So I mean, it's good that more companies are being are out there and putting out new stuff.
Because their new film they've got coming out, The Secret Life of Pets, that's kind of open up all sorts of short film ideas, hasn't it? With all the animals in there, because I don't know. Did you see that trailer?
It looks hilarious. It's kind of like the ending of Inside Out with the cat.
Yeah.
But for an hour and a half.
I know. I mean, it does. The trailer itself is brilliant, but you can see how that could lend itself to the short story, the short film format that they They probably got some ideas now.
But what I really meant was that even though. There has been shorts coming out from Pixar the last 10, 15 years, 20 years now.
And
this is different. This reminds me more of the type of shorts they used to make in the 30s and 40s and 50s. That was really more my
point. Oh, okay.
And I love those movies, those shorts.
It's a different perspective now. But yeah, I think it's. It's healthy. It's only the American studios, but it was before anyway, wasn't it?
But it's not expected for a small studio in, let's say, Oslo, to make a short alongside a big budget movie or a semi big budget movie. Because they're simply not big enough.
The Ruler Trapping, wasn't it, or Escalator? They tried to show. I think they wanted to show that in front of a. In front of one of another film that Kristin did, but it was something to do with distributors, isn't it? So it kind of conflicted. But
that was a totally different audience again, right? How do you show Ruller Trapping in front of Flåklypa?
I don't know.
The other Norwegian Kristin movie that came out last year. Did you work on the Ruller Trapping, any of you guys?
No.
I thought you did, Martin. No. You were involved in the beginning, right?
He was rig testing.
Nope. Yeah, I was testing the penis, the floppy penis. No, I was working on...
I thought
on
you were involved. Okay.
Knudsen and Ludvigsen at that time.
Okay. Yeah. And I should say I saw Knudsen and Ludvigsen at the festival. Great movie. And I finally got to see Ruller Trapping, which was really great, too. I haven't seen it before.
Yeah,
and like a great short for grown-ups. That's funny and intellectually, you know, it's thought through, and there's an actual story there, and there's some actual points to it.
You gotta give it kudos for. I mean, there's not enough animated short films for grown-ups for some weird reason.
Well, there's more and more coming.
It's the student films, but they're usually just boring.
And weird.
Yeah.
But you're working on a short film now that's gone up on Indiegogo, haven't you, to get funding?
Oh, yeah. We
can... Odd as an Egg.
Yes, a good plug.
There we go.
Oh, really? Could we put a link in the show notes?
Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
It just went
live. And I'll probably get a pay rise if I do.
Yeah. You're animating on it, aren't you? It went live today, I think. I think, how much do you need?
I have no idea. 17,000 euros. 100 million euros.
Yeah,
that's just
enough,
a guess.
Enough to subsidize your new beer brew machine.
Yes, and the pay rise. Yeah.
But it's a mixture. It's done with a studio in Portugal, isn't it? Called Sparkle.
Yes. So, I think so. I think that's the name.
I know more about it than you, and I'm not even working on it.
I guess you're right. Wait a minute. Are you directing it, Will?
No.
Not involved.
No, I saw a bit last week when I was in the studio. So
Have you given your share to the Indiegogo project?
I'll help Morten out. Yeah.
In other ways.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, but we can give him
a big hug.
Plug it.
Is there anything more you have on your chest? Do you say that in English?
My hit list.
Have some something more you have to say?
On your hairy chest?
No. On your hairy. I guess that's something we say in Norwegian.
No, I don't have much to say now. I'm kind of at a quiet period now, so it's quite nice. It's been hectic for the last few weeks, few months, so just winding down for Christmas now.
Yeah, it's that very much nice. Winding down. I'm sitting at work just fiddling with making renders and shaders and having some fun.
Good.
Practicing.
As always.
It's always good. Yeah, always practicing. That's what it's all about.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm going on vacation next week. Where there's no internet.
Where are you going?
To the northwest.
It's this mystical place where they have no internet.
Yes, it's somewhere in the northwest.
You have to send us a postcard again.
old school postcard with stamps.
Do you have that postcard still, Will?
I think so, yeah. You sent us quite a few when you didn't turn up. You were away for a few weeks. We always read your postcards at the beginning.
Aww.
Yeah, Morten can't remember it.
I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
I don't think you remember writing it. I think I helped you out. They're a bit naughty.
I think I have to go back and re-listen some of the podcasts.
Yeah, well, you weren't there. You wrote us a postcard, which was really fun.
Aww.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued now. I have to go back and check these.
You have to.
It's probably all of it true what I wrote.
And this Friday,
I hope not.
This Friday the 4th at Filmenthus in
Oslo. Oh yeah,
Oslo.
The industry. Sorry.
Yeah, we're having it. If anyone from Oslo is listening, there's industry beers for animators in games, film, VFX. Filmenthus. What time was it? 6 or 5?
I don't know.
I'm actually going to a wedding that day, so I can't attend.
I can go onto the internet and check. Is there? Do you know if there are discounts for beer?
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it like 50 kroners for a beer?
30? 35, 50, I heard.
59, I think.
15?
59? 59 kroner, which...
59.
Which to people outside of Norway is quite cheap for a beer here.
That's like free.
Yeah. Look it up. Google it.
So what should I type for when I'm Googling it? Industry beer? There we go. 6:30, Friday.
Yeah.
Be there.
So what? I think you have some cheap beer and there's some soup or wraps. Yeah. Food, anyway. Cheap food.
Who's wrapping?
I think it's Frame by Frame and Fredrikstad Animation Festival who are wrapping.
Yeah.
Like doing a gangster rap or something.
Yes,
here it says beer prices 59 kroners for 0.5 liters of beer.
That's not bad.
Okay, I think that's probably a great place for us to wrap up. You have to go, Morten, right?
That's true.
So, yeah.
Got a skedoodle.
Skedoodle?
Or skedaddle, all right.
Okay, I guess this will be up in an hour or so.
I'll
make it happen quickly so I get it out of the way.
Nice.
Cool.
All right.
Short and sweet.
Should we wrap up?
What did we used to say? We used to say, have fun and animate. Right?
Oh, nice. We should...
Yeah, we had a script before that we had to say our lines and Morten always cocked it up.
Hey. Yeah.
I think it was me.
So this is unscripted. It's
raw and unscripted.
Anything can happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
So should we do it in like unison, or is there an order to this? Have fun and animate, or is it just awkward?
I'm blushing.
All right. Have fun, you fuckers. See you in a week or two.